Welcome back to the show. I want to welcome a special guest into the studio. We have Elaine Marr from Marr Agency at Farmers Insurance. Thanks for coming in, Elaine.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be back. I got a lot of good response from the first time I was here.
Well, you are now our expert on the air when it comes to insurance. And with all the stuff that's gone on recently with insurance claims, you know, the hailstorms, we really need to have you on here as an expert, because we talked about when should you file a claim and when should you not file a claim.
Great. I like this, yes, because the frequency of claims is really changing the industry. So this is something that people really need to be proactive about and educate themselves about.
Okay, so the first question is, if you wonder whether you should file a claim or not, should you just call the 800 number that's on your policy?
Yeah, I say no. I say you should really have an agent who is an advocate for you. They should be really watching out for you, not the company. If you call that 800 number, there's going to be an order taker on the other end of the phone, not even local, that's going to start putting it into the system. And then it goes into this pool where an adjuster is assigned. You don't want it to be put into the system if it's going to end up not being claimable.
Okay, so don't call that 800 number unless you absolutely know it's a claim. But really, there's no reason to call that number first, because that's what you have an insurance agent for.
Exactly. I would say call your agent first and walk through with them. There's some steps that you should take to kind of determine if you have enough to make a claim.
Well, and one of the things that you mentioned to me off the air is protecting your loss history.
Yes.
Explain that. What does that mean and why is it so important?
It's more important now than ever. There's a lot more weight put on your loss history with the insurance industry scrambling to save money. We look at the last 3 years, be it your auto or your home. The insurance companies are going to look at your last 3 years, and that can affect what your current rates are. The big thing it can affect, if it's in the system, even if it's not a claim, it's going to affect your ability to shop and change companies. Because coming in as new business, you're really being scrutinized by what shows up on your loss history.
Okay, so even if you're changing companies, they have access to that, similar to the way a credit report reports everything.
Right, exactly.
How is it that insurance companies get access to that information from another company?
It's pulled through a main loss history.
There's a system, basically,
exactly,
where it ends up recording all of it.
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when we put your information in the system, it's going to pull through your losses on your auto and your home.
Okay, so to reiterate that again, do not call the 800 number. Call your agent, because really your agent is your advocate. And if your agent has not been your advocate, then you probably have the wrong agent.
Correct. They should be walking through this with you and then together come up with, should I file a claim or not?
All right. So now let's go through the mental thought process on how to determine if you should file a claim or not. So big hailstorm comes through, I feel it beating the heck out of my roof. What are our steps we should take?
Right. And even just aside from a hail claim, the first thing I tell people when they're calling in about a possible claim is one of the biggest things with your insurance policy is you just determine if it's a maintenance issue or is it due to a peril. Your policy covers you for sudden and accidental perils, okay? If it's something that's a maintenance issue, it's not going to be covered. So first determine that.
Well, and explain a maintenance issue and that difference.
A maintenance issue is something on your home that could have been prevented. Maybe the damage to your home could have been prevented if you would have just had proper maintenance on your home.
Right. So you haven't caulked around your windows really well and now a bunch of water leaks in. That's a maintenance issue. That's not a peril.
Yes. That's the type of thing that could be denied for a claim.
Okay. So we want to determine if it's a maintenance issue or if it's apparel first. And what's our second step?
Really look and try to figure out if it's a comprehensive claim or is it going to be a chargeable claim. So a comprehensive claim on your home, for instance, is something like weather-related, hail and wind.
Okay.
You're not going to be surcharged for that. Other claims like fire, some water damage to the inside of the house, theft, those are surchargeable claims, which means it'll affect your premium for 3 years.
Okay, so If they feel like it's completely outside your control is really the litmus test for that, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if it's completely outside of your control, you can't control if a tornado comes through.
Right.
You can't control hail. So those things are not surchargeable.
Correct.
But things like fire are surchargeable?
Yes, they are. Even if it was an accidental fire, that's just how the policies are written.
Okay. And then how much is it different for auto from home?
Okay, on your auto, the comprehensive claims are going to be things that are not driver-related. That's the kind of way I break it down for people. If it's not driver-related, it might be fire, theft, wind, hail, hitting an animal, to where the collision is going to be surchargeable, and those are the things that are driver-related.
Okay, so the deer runs out in front of you. You hit that. It's not necessarily going to hurt your rates.
No. And I kind of tell people, we're going to say the deer hit you. So right. you had no control. That's comprehensive. If you swerve to miss that animal, you don't hit them and you go off the road, now it becomes a collision claim and it is surchargeable. Ooh. It's driver related.
That's a very important distinction because that deer runs out in front of you, and we don't want to hit the deer.
Right, you know, right. Our instant reaction is to try to avoid it.
Yeah, I mean the goal would be to swerve and avoid the deer and not wreck the car. But if you do wreck the car, now all of a sudden it is surchargeable.
Right, or if you swerve and run into someone else, exactly. Now it becomes a driver related claim.
So you kind of have to put it in your head to slam on the brakes to try to stop. If you can't stop in time and end up hitting the deer, just you know, at least you're still in your lane.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what is number three in our list here that you look at is after we talk about if it's comprehensive or chargeable, what's next?
How many claims do you already have is what we're looking at. Because, again, like we said, we look at a three-year claims history. When you're shopping, a lot of companies won't take you if you have more than one claim in your loss history. So you want to look at that. If you've got one that's, you know, you already got two claims in there, one claim in there, you might really want to think about, is this worth turning this claim in?
Right. Is it really worth it or not?
Right.
Okay. And then once we look at that, now what's the next one on our list?
Okay. We want to look at what is your deductible. That's going to be a big determinant is whether or not you want to turn a claim in. There are flat deductibles, which might be you have a $1,000 deductible, $1,500 deductible, and there's percentage deductibles. Your percentage deductible is something that's becoming pretty popular with a lot of companies. They're putting it on the most frequent claims, like your wind and hail claims. You might have a $1,000 deductible for all perils, except for wind and hail might be 1%.
All right, so let's go over a real-life scenario with that. So,
okay.
So the $1,000 deductible for everything except wind or hail, and that's 1%. Well, if somebody has a $500,000 home, now all of a sudden that's a $5,000 deductible for wind or hail.
Correct. It's 1% of the dwelling amount that you're carrying on your policy. It's not 1% of the claim.
How many people do you think are really clear on how that breaks out in their own policy?
The people that I've run across don't really realize how that works. Some do not even realize that they have it on their policy because it may be a change that was mailed to you. And let's be honest, a lot of people don't read that paperwork that gets mailed to them. And it might even happen, after you've had the insurance for a few years. At renewal, somewhere in all that paperwork, it might say, hey, we're changing your deductible.
That's scary because I'm pretty detail-oriented, but I can say that I don't read my policy every time.
Right.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're visiting with Elaine Marr from the Marr Agency at Farmers Insurance, and we're talking about how to determine if you should file a claim. So, Elaine, what this really brings to mind for me is how people really need their insurance agent as an advocate. I mean, they can turn insurance into a commodity and shop online and try to just compare the cheapest rate, but the cheapest rate on what?
Right. It's like anything. Haven't we always heard you get what you pay for?
Right.
There's a reason that some companies are more. And you can sit down with an agent and you can adjust your policy to fit you better. You might take a higher deductible. You and I talked about that. You tend to carry higher deductibles or self-insure and pay me less every month.
Yeah, absolutely. And you help people determine that by going through. If you keep a decent amount of money in reserve, then you should take high deductibles. And
right.
Self-insure.
Find out what you're comfortable with.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a general rule, it's safe to say that we're going to pay more in insurance than we get back in claims in most cases.
Right.
Otherwise, insurance companies wouldn't be in business. So the more we can afford to self-insure, the better as a consumer when we talk about being smart with our money. So we want to hang on to as much of our money as possible as consumers. So if you could take a higher deductible, I think it's smart. Now, where it's not smart is for people taking a higher deductible that don't have money in reserve.
That's right, because then they're panicking at claims time. So that's why I say we're going to find out what you're comfortable with. That's something we could always step up as well, too. Start a savings plan and step up your deductible. And really just saving your insurance policies for the big stuff.
Right, right, the catastrophic claims.
Exactly.
All right, so how to determine if you should file a claim, what's the last one on our list?
I like my clients to get a pre-inspection, be it on the home or for the auto, say, go and get an estimate on the damages. Okay. Pre-inspection on the home, that happens most often with roofs. I have a trusted roofing company that I use that will go look at it first. My clients call me, Anderson Roofing Company is the one that I use. They'll go out and they'll do a pre-inspection, and they know the different parameters of every insurance company. Every insurance company has different guidelines as to what, how much damage is claimable. Anderson knows those. They will tell you, yes, you do or you do not have enough to file a claim. They file the claim. Anderson will also come back out there when the insurance adjuster comes out to be your advocate. That's the way I like to do it.
Very important then. So stay away from the door knockers.
Yes.
All storm chasers.
Yes. Yes. Watch out for the ones that knock on your door. A lot of times they don't even have a plate that's in state. They might start the job. And where are they going to be? They chase the storms. Where are they going to be for warranty work? You want someone who's local and experienced.
Well, very, very good advice. And, you know, I think everybody needs a professional like Elaine in their corner. And Elaine, I know that one of the things you've offered to our listeners is if they call you or reach out to you, you'll give them a free insurance analysis to make sure that the coverage they have is the most appropriate. And, you know, if you can help them, great. They should switch to you, Elaine Marr, with Farmers Insurance. And Elaine, I'm going to make sure that all your information is on our website. If you go to smartwithyourmoney.com, look for how to determine if you should file a claim, and look for Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance information. So, Elaine, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we will see you next week, everybody.